According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 70 journalists were killed in direct relation to their work in 2012, and of that number, 32 were murdered. The organization says it was one of the deadliest years on record for reporters. Tara Sonnenschein is the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs at the U.S. Department of State. She says the governments around the world should make developing and supporting independent journalism a top priority.
It takes work and resources and training and ethics and an enabling environment. Just as you need an enabling environment for economic growth or for democratic transition, you need an enabling environment for media development. It's its own development sector, and we haven't always seen it in those terms.
Sonnenschein adds, media freedom isn't just important, it's necessary.
Information is as basic to me as water and air, because without it, you are trapped.
Experts claim that many countries prefer their citizens not to have this information. As senior government fellow at Human Rights First, Sunny Efren says that many journalists suffer in their line of work, noting the killing of Isaiah Ding Abraham Chanawal in South Sudan last December.
Obviously, people have faced in the past the illegal detention, beatings, and assassinations, as I'm sure your listeners know. Last December, Isaiah Ping Abraham Chanawal was assassinated in front of his home. These kinds of attacks and murders of journalists have a profound chilling effect on the free flow of information that's so important to all countries, but especially to the development of a new democracy like South Sudan.
No suspects have ever been apprehended for Ding's murder. Efren says the chilling effect on journalism is particularly concerning as more and more people consume their information through mobile phones and other electronic devices.
So digital repression is really a threat in a range of ways that I think hasn't yet been fully recognized yet. Of course, governments are very worried now about what people are tweeting and what people are blogging. But in order to really solve the problems that all of us face together, we have to have a healthy public debate.
And a healthy public debate will have far-reaching positive effects for South Sudan, according to Efren.
I think that a healthy, free media where journalists can practice their profession without fear of repression or attack or, God forbid, even murder is something that's going to be in the interest of South Sudan as a country as it matures. It's going to be, of course, useful to the South Sudanese people, but it's also going to be good for South Sudan's position in the world.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization has designated May 3rd as World Press Freedom Day to shine a spotlight on violations of press freedom and to pay tribute to journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Jill Craig for VOA News, Washington.